November 19th. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. 2 Peter 1, verse 16. One time I sat on a jury and heard a witness deliver damaging evidence against the defendant. Her statements refuted almost every point the defense lawyers had presented, and not surprisingly, their client was found guilty. Being a witness is a great responsibility. One is asked to tell the whole truth as he or she knows it. The court is not interested in hearsay or secondhand information, only things heard or seen by the person testifying. Christian witnesses, the word witness is derived from the Greek word meaning martyr, because early disciples were often persecuted or killed for testifying to their beliefs, are also charged with telling others their firsthand sensory experiences of faith. When you witness to your belief in Jesus Christ, the most convincing evidence there is personal experience. Nothing is quite as effective as telling what the Lord has done in your life, how he has changed you. Nothing, that is, except the life of faith you live. Actions which glorify God are still the most articulate statement we can make. Lord, keep me from doing and saying things which would cause others to stumble.